Lori Prox here with Dan Plaster of the Valdez Police Department and City Manager Nate Duvall. We're talking about the scrap metal project, and that is running right now. You can bring your scrap metal to the Valdez Baler Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's absolutely free to dispose of. And I don't know who can speak to this, but in other places, like I'm from California, you pay for everything. You pay for a lot of the services that people here in Valdez get for free, water, garbage, a lot of these things. So these projects somewhere else, you're paying big money to get rid of your old oven or what have you.
Sure,
right?
Sure. So the Valdez, one of the great things is with trash collection and whatnot at the Baylor, every household in Valdez is allotted 10 yards a year that they're no charge. And then it's a minimal charge thereafter. We're waiving those fees on this project because scrap metal can be big. I mean,
heavy, a
lot of stuff, and it can fill a dumpster, one of those construction dumpsters, up fairly quickly. So it just, people might be deterred to do that. You know, oh, I'm going to have to pay. So this is just our way, the city's way of making it easier for them to do that as well. And then also, if you have more than a few items, you have a lot of stuff, contact the number on the website, whatnot, and we can arrange to actually have you haul it straight out to the CD pit. You won't even have to go through the baler or whatnot. So there's, we've got options of how to deliver and whatnot for it, trying to make it as easy as possible for people.
This is also part of our recycling program. The scrap metal, it's not just going into a hole in the ground. This is going to be part of a recycling project. So if that motivates folks to get that old junk out of their yard, then great, right?
Yeah, it's our opportunity to clean up Valdez a little bit. It's also your chance to reuse, reduce, and recycle, I guess, to use some of the old adages. But it's certainly an opportunity to make a big effort, a big push to clean up as much as we can. And we found that the scrap metal is the easiest to recycle, and it's certainly something we sure have a lot of.
And there's always work behind the scenes at the employee level. So I know the city council, you know, approves this, but who put all the work into this? This is our chance to give them some credit, right? Was that you two?
Yeah, Dan Plaster's put a lot of effort into this. Honestly, Chief Hinkle, who recently retired, this was one of his big initiatives that he took on. It doesn't have a whole lot to do with law enforcement, but he did care about the way Valdez looks, and he cared about just the citizens. And when you come into Valdez, you see all the natural beauty, and then you see the junkyards and things in people's yards, and it just kind of detracts from that. And so it was always one of his initiatives to help clean up Valdez, and we'd certainly had enough scrap metal to justify it, and so we put it into action.
And you mentioned you were hoping to fill one barge, but it looks like several, but you have basically through September, or while the weather's good, to take advantage of this program. And talking about junk in people's yard. So that kind of naturally brings us to the vehicle abatement, because there's definitely abandoned vehicles around town. So let's talk about, that's another component of this program, is the vehicle abatement program. So Dan, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So we've actually had the vehicle abatement program for 6 years now. And we take average of 100, maybe even more cars a year so far. And this year we're rolling it into the scrap metal project. Contractors that we have that are going to actually process everything. They've got car cubers, basically crushers. They're going to take all these cars.
I like that name, a car cuber.
Yeah, it's just going to, I think it's about a 4-foot cube that these vehicles get turned into. So it's just easier for us now. In the past, we had to pay contractors to haul them to Anchorage or the Valley to a proper disposal site. This year, we're just hauling them locally and processing locally, and then they'll go on the barge with everything else.
Who's the cuber? Who gets to cube the cars?
Alaska Scrap is our contractor, Alaska Scrap and Recycling. Nice. So they get to run that. But they've got a car processing rack where you load the old car onto it, and you drain the fluids out, pull the tires off. So the city has actually invested in a rack for ourselves, and so they're going to train up the Baylor staff on how to do it. And so as we have junk cars that need to be disposed of after this program, they can still process the vehicle, drain the fluids, and so the hope is that we can perpetuate some of this recycling kind of into the future.
Oh, nice. And what is the process? So, you know, from step one, I have a abandoned vehicle, and I want to, you know, what are my options to actually get it there, right?
Sure. So that we've tried to make it as easy as possible. You can stop by City Hall and get a form. It's a vehicle abatement release form. That form is also available in PDF on the city website, and it's also available electronic filling out on the website. And if you do that one, it comes straight to my email, and then I have a process I go through, make sure the vehicles aren't, they're ready to go. And I go out and take pictures, and then we have our contractors. I dispatch them out, and they come to your house and get your vehicle and take it away.
Well, there's like full service.
The only thing we require is that you make it accessible for a tow truck. Other than that, we'll take care of it for you.
Wow, people take advantage of this. So now what if maybe sometimes it comes into play, like, oh, I've seen an abandoned vehicle, and I read a little bit of this on the website. You do have to have a right to dispose of that
Correct.
Car, right? It's your car. You can't say my neighbor.
And that's like part of my investigation I do, we don't want to like haul off someone's car that they don't want to get rid of.
Justin, I can't get your car.
By the same token, if you're out hiking in the woods and you see a car and abandoned, call Dan and we'll put a little legwork into it and see.
You guys
can
kind of look into that and see.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, where it belongs or.
Yeah, especially if it's on public property and it's obviously abandoned. Absolutely, we'll go take care of that as well. So it's not just off your private property; it's off. Pretty much anywhere that there's junked vehicles, we'll
All right.
be more than happy to take care of it.
And while we've got you here, so do you want to provide that number for folks over the air? It's also at valdezak.gov or just Google vehicle abatement City of Valdez. But
yeah, sure. It's a couple different ways. The primary number is 907-834-3482, and that comes directly to my desk. Or you can call the police dispatch at 907-835-4560. And they can get a hold of me as well that way.
All right. Well, what a great program. Make sure to bring your scrap metal to the baler 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Go look at the list. There's a lot of things on that list. Yeah.
And when you go to the baler, their office is on the left-hand side. Stop in there and see Shelby. She's their admin, and she'll direct you where to do with the metal, what dumpster to go into. It's got to go into a specific dumpster. So just stop and see Shelby and she'll take care of you.
There is no cost, so we want to reiterate that for sure.
Yeah, there's no cost. Our goal is to try to remove as many impediments or barriers to get this done for people. So if you have questions, call Dan. We can likely accommodate most situations. So let's use this time to clean up Valdez and
keep it clean.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot for coming in and sharing with the public, and we encourage you to go check it out. Take advantage of this free program, scrap metal program. Find out more at valdezak.gov/metal.